Title of article is, "Wait, what?" If you know me, I have a lot of theories, and it's very rare that I completely nail something, and that my predictions and analysis are spot on. But 15 months later, this article I published in September 2019 turns out is very prophetic. This is a rare drop the mic moment. In my original post, I argue that retailers should use the theories laid out by urban theorist Richard Florida, who in 2002 famously published The Rise of the Creative Class and How It's Transforming Work, Leisure, Community, and Everyday Life. Mr. Florida theorized and prophesied that cities which attract and retain creative residents will prosper, while those who do not will stagnate. His argument, in short, was that in order to save themselves from post-industrial ruin, cities needed to attract the best young talent in computer programming, engineering, finance, media, and the arts, so their towns could build economies based upon the venture capital and startup companies the new workforce would produce. I agreed with his theory and extrapolated that the same argument could be made for retailers. My argument was that retailers, like cities, need to cultivate the creative class to survive. This group shops and has discretionary money. While they are digitally oriented, brick-and-mortar stores, which presumably have digital retail as well, should cultivate loyalty from this group. Please note, Mr. Florida added to his original theory and expanded to address gentrification, and you can read more about it in the link. 18 years after the publication of Mr. Florida's book, we see moves of Silicon Valley and finance leaders moving to cities like Austin, Texas, and Miami, Florida. These cities actively developed with the creative class in mind. If you've been under a rock, you can read about these moves in attached links. Is this a retail boon? What does this mean for retail? Well, Austin and Miami win, and New York and Silicon Valley and the surrounding areas lose. The losers need to do their damnedest to move digitally with their clients. And for brick and mortar in the Austin and Miami area, game on. You have a lot of new clients to entice. Bring your A game. Referencing my closing argument from the original article, the blueprint for growth was laid out right in front of retailers' eyes. How could they miss these shifts that were happening in real estate, urban development, and the workplace and not evolve with it? As we have the luxury to stand in the present and judge the past, based on what we see today in traditional retail winners and losers, it's tough to find evidence that these powerful shifts were incorporated as economic drivers into many of these struggling retailers' strategic plans. In closing, retailers cannot miss this gold rush, not this time. Footnote. If you are into commercial real estate and retail development, you can listen in to a virtual conference with Mr. Florida, and the event is attached.